It's time to head in the shop with Kirk, Brian, and Dan.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
In the shop, your source for the latest information and advice on maintaining and repairing your vehicle on KGMI Newstalk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com. KGMI and the Cascade Radio Group receive financial compensation to present this program in its entirety. Opinions and information expressed are those of the host and or sponsors and do not necessarily reflect those of KGMI or the Cascade Radio Group.
Good morning. You are in the shop. This is Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic, Kirk from Engler Automotive. Taking your calls, 360-676-KGMI. That's 676-5464. We'd love to hear from our listeners. Always call early. We end up stacked with calls at the end of the show. So give us a call soon. We'd love to help you out with your car, any automotive-related question. Or at a later date, if you send us an email, intheshop@kgmi.com, we'll answer your question without you having to go on the air. But we'd rather have you call.
Have we actually answered any questions that anyone
Yes, we have. Us? Yes, we have, and we've got a list.
A list, yeah, we a do list. Have a list,
and so
we'll
gonna,
get to them one of these
we're,
days.
We're going to get to some of them this week, I think.
You think?
Later this week, not today.
Not today. Oh.
So, started going down a rabbit hole, kind of a popular little news clip that's been going on the radio and on the news stations. They're coming down hard on Ford for a recent recall. At this point, it's a voluntary recall. So it kind of got me down the path at looking some automotive recall information over the years, both current and past. And the Ford one's kind of interesting because it reminds me a little bit about an old GM recall that's actually still going on.
It's still going on?
They've reissued the GM recall multiple times over the years. They just keep adding cars to the recall.
Oh, okay.
But recently Ford with the Bronco Sport and some of the Ford Escapes with the 1.5 liter engines, that's the smaller Ford Bronco, not the newer full size ish Ford Bronco. But they've run into a problem with some of those. And how prevalent is it? It's hard to say. It's enough that it's shown up on the radar of Ford to do a voluntary recall, and the National Highway Safety Administration that has opened a formal investigation into how they're approaching the recall.
Is that why the feds are getting involved then?
I think that the feds are more getting involved because of they look at it either way, but I think because of the solution that Ford has proposed.
You know, when I read this article, I found this last week and I read through it, and I kind of likened it to, let's say you have a two-story house and you've got a or apartment, whatever, two stories, and you've got a pipe that's leaking onto the floor in the bathroom upstairs. And what you do is the repair would be to, or the solution would be to drill a hole through the floor, a hole saw, maybe, 3-incher, 4-incher, and then install a pipe in the floor.
To capture the leak,
and then just run it on out through the wall, so it just dumps out on the ground outside.
So effectively you're saying that a pipe leaking in the house, the most effective, cost-effective solution is to just install a drainage system.
And just let it run on out.
And let it leak.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes perfect sense.
Well, I mean, you don't want that water, coagulating in the bathroom.
Causing any damage or anything.
Especially
like
modern buildings with the particle board they use to build them now. Yeah.
Well, this is worse. This would be like a gas pipe is leaking in your house. And so you put in a gas containment system to just vent the gas to the outside instead of letting it
like
gather
in the house.
Natural
gas or propane.
Exactly.
Or methane.
Exactly.
Just vent it on out. Get rid of it.
So what's going on with some of these Ford 1.5 liter engines? And if you have one, you should probably look into this and get it scheduled for the current recall fix.
The new pipe.
But most modern cars use a direct fuel injection system, and this is a high pressure fuel injector that squirts fuel right into the cylinder when it's under compression. And these systems use, like, just idling, they're 400 to 600 pounds of pressure of fuel that goes to these injectors, And when you are on the throttle and go to accelerate, I mean, they can spike into the thousands of pounds of pressure. So extremely high-pressure fuel system. A lot of components that have to be designed much more rugged than the old fuel injection systems, where it was like 30 to 60 pounds of fuel pressure, relatively low in comparison.
True.
And Ford had an issue where some of these fuel injectors have found to have cracked while under this high pressure.
Hmm. What are they made out of? Plastic?
Plastic, metal. There's a whole lot of things in there.
Yeah.
Piezo crystals.
What? Really? You got some in there too?
They're pretty high tech.
Okay. All right.
And so they're under high pressure, a lot of stress, and they found some of them are cracking. And yes, there's a rush to lower the cost and lower the weight of components under the hood. So you tend to see, a lot more plastics and cast instead of machine materials and things that probably aren't as durable as they would have been in decades past.
Yeah. Well, you'd think that if you were to increase the pressure, you would increase the integrity of the component that's trying to handle that pressure.
Well, when you go to the design department, you've got the engineering team and the bean counting team.
Oh, that's right.
Generally speaking, the bean counting team has more power.
That's true. That's true.
Just ask Boeing about that one.
Well, you can ask my dad about that. He chewed me out. I used to complain about engineers. He was an engineer.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
He explained that.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, he screamed that over a dinner in a restaurant years ago.
Yeah, there needs to be a balance, but I think in the end, the engineering team needs to have the most power.
Well, yeah, yeah. Or the attorneys.
So with Ford, what Ford has decided to do, they have this situation. They know that some limited number, low percentage of these fuel injectors have cracked, leaked fuel onto the engine, which led to a fire. You get enough heat under there, especially when you have a turbocharged engine and other things. I mean, there are exhaust components that will get red hot or close to it, and you spray a little bit of fuel or get some fuel vapors under the hood, you could have a sudden combustion.
Or 50, 60, 70,000 volts coming out of a coil.
Yeah.
That could do it too. I would imagine, though, the coils, the likelihood of fuel getting down onto the coils is probably a little bit less on those.
Yeah, I'd have to look at, where everything fits, where that fuel leaks. But Ford has done the responsible thing. They've recalled the vehicles so they can put in a drainage trap system that will help guide the fuel away from the hot components and just gently dispose of it into the environment and the ground under the car.
Well, that's a start, I guess.
It is a start. And they've done a couple other things with that. So if your fuel injector cracks, it's going to direct the fuel away from the hot components. That's great. It's going to leak onto the ground. Not so great. But then they've also, in the computer control systems, they're going to reprogram the computer, which will monitor the high-pressure fuel system in a few different ways so that if it detects an abnormal pressure drop caused by a leak, at that point it's going to put your car into a limp mode, which will bypass that high pressure fuel pressure and basically just dump that back to the fuel tank. So it's recirculating and your car will run on the low pressure mechanical pump or electric pump.
Okay.
And so at that point, instead of running on 600 to 3000 pounds of pressure, it's just going to run on 80 pounds of pressure. Translation, it's barely going to run, but it'll get you enough power to maybe limp you through town to a dealer to get it fixed.
Perfect.
So it is at that point, with the pressure dropping so low, the leak will actually subside dramatically or stop even when it's under 60 instead of 600 pounds. And they're going to just go in at that point. They will, under warranty, under the general powertrain warranty, replace a cracked fuel injector if it's cracked. Otherwise, they're just going to put drains on all these cars. So it's not like they're going to ignore a cracked injector, but they're not going to fix the injector unless they're cracked.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. We'll see how that goes. I wonder how many miles. I did not see how many miles these vehicles were.
Well, these are just 2 to 3 year old cars.
Right.
Or 1 to 3 year old cars. So they're relatively new, and there's more and more of them out there. I think there's probably a lot more of the Ford Escapes than the Bronco Sports, but I could be wrong. The Bronco Sports are pretty popular.
And it only happens in 1%, they say.
1%.
So one out of 100, and they made 43,000 of them. So that's only what? Is that 430? Yeah, 430 of them they found with cracks only.
So kudos for Ford for stepping up and doing something. I think in the end they're going to take a closer look at those injectors. I think start looking at like batches, production numbers, and see if they had a bad batch of them that's in vehicles and just replace all those.
I would think so.
Eventually, if the failure rate becomes too high, you know, in a 3 to 10 year window, that they're going to end up just having to replace all of them, which is great for the car owner, but not so great for Ford because that suddenly gets expensive. Again, the bean counters are deciding how to address the recall, I think.
How to address that. Well, hopefully it's not going to turn into a Firestone Tire / Ford incident as well.
Yeah, you know, on my list of all these recalls in here, I don't know that the Firestone one showed up on there.
No?
Yeah.
Kind of buried that one, huh?
They kind of buried that one. You know, just don't run your tires at 26 pounds of pressure at high speed on the freeway.
Not a good idea.
Looks like we've got, we're going to have to take a break here before we take that call.
Oh,
but okay. We've got some more information on a General Motors recall that happened. It started almost 20 years ago, but it's kind of still going on with various General Motors cars out there where they took a similar approach to addressing a leak issue that led to fires in cars. And again, I don't think it's really the right way to address a problem, but it's how they were allowed to do it. 360-676-KGMI. Give us a call. You are in the shop with Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic, Kirk from Engler Automotive.
I look at the big picture. Right, as a business owner, sometimes we get wrapped up on, I'm not going to lose money helping that customer. I'm not going to sit here and say that we satisfy everybody out in the community, but I can go to sleep happy every night knowing that we try really hard to satisfy as many people as we can. Knowing that the community has invested in us, when it comes time to invest in a customer, I have no problem. I have no problem saying, let's make it happen. I've had repairs that, you know, big high tickets, and I see them the same as if it was $100. Because at the end of the day, they trusted us. They gave us an opportunity. And we just can't look at it like, we're going to lose money in this particular customer. Well, no. Let's take care of them. Let's make sure they're happy.
Find new roads at BellinghamChevy.com.
Paid for by government. Did you hear? A secret hoard of 1893 $10 gold Liberty coins has been found. These gorgeous 1893 P gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck, and less than 200 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this secret U.S. gold coin discovery a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and you can own a piece of the hoard. When you call, you are guaranteed an 1893 gold Liberty struck at the iconic Philadelphia Mint. With limited availability, you must call now. These 1893 dated gold coins are still in uncirculated condition with brilliant luster. That is 131 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-473-3993. Call now and you'll receive a free bonus, a $50 value free with every order. Call 1-800-473-3993 now to secure your 1893 P $10 gold Liberty coins before they sell out. That's 1-800-473-3993.
Dr. John's Auto Clinic, located in Bellingham on Kentucky Street, is here for your auto repair and service needs. Trusted and affordable auto repair in Bellingham for over 25 years. Ask about their oil change and maintenance inspections. You can hear Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic every Saturday on In the Shop on News Talk 790 KGMI. Or check out Dr. John's Auto Clinic at djautoclinic.com. And on Facebook for the latest in auto repair news. Dr. John's Auto Clinic, reliable, honest, and a part of this community for over 25 years.
Hello, folks. This is elder law attorney Phil George, the host of The Aging Hour, right here on KGMI every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. and the founder of Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. I have good news for you. I'm hosting a live educational seminar in Linden. We will be at the Inn at Linden on Saturday, the 27th of April at 11 a.m. Don't let another month go by without giving your family the peace of mind that comes with a comprehensive estate and retirement plan. Come out, get your questions answered, and learn how to set your family up for success in your retirement. Reserve your spot today at www.safeharborlegal.com.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGMI or the Cascade Radio Group.
Welcome back. You are in the shop. This is Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic. Kirk from Engler Automotive. Give a shout out to our co-host Dan at Bellingham Automotive.
I think he's catching halibut today. Going to try anyway.
He's fishing for halibut.
Yeah.
I haven't had a picture come through yet, so we'll see.
I am looking forward to that.
360-676-KGMI or in the shop at KGMI.com. And we have Eric on the line. Good morning, Eric.
Oh, good morning. Got a 2001 Dodge Ram 3500. Recently developed an electrical issue with it in the towing department. And it also has a camper plug. I haul a camper on it, but what's going on is the when you shut the engine off, the clearance lights stay on. Not, you know, clearance like flash running lights, not the tail lights or the, you know, driving lights or indicator lights, that stuff. But the other issue I had with it one day, the electric brakes on one of the trailers were locked up when I went off to drive it. Any idea where y'all would start with that? Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense. I'd be wondering with the trailer brake issue if these aren't two completely separate issues, but there could be a connection.
Could we also add that? Well, I've hauled two trailers with it, and the both trailers the only one's got brakes, but they had the same issue with the lighting. That right. I had a friend drive the trailer. Borrow the trailer with the brakes, and he didn't have any issue with it. And the last time I drove it, I didn't have a problem with it either.
Does it only have the lighting issue when the trailer's plugged in?
Yes.
Okay. For me, I'd be looking at the trailer wiring at the back of the vehicle, and I'd specifically be looking at the ground wire in that trailer plug and make sure you don't have a grounding issue.
So when you say issue, that means the ground wire or something is
that there is like an open ground wire or something else that can cause power to backfeed through other circuits. But I'd be looking at that camper wiring and the trailer wiring real close. We get into issues like that, and a lot of times we'll just get up there and start looking at the wiring, and we just see this rat's nest of hanging electrical tape, wires twisted together, green corroded connectors, and just a whole host of issues. And in that situation, a lot of times it's kind of step one is it's due for wiring maintenance and probably replacing that trailer wiring. It's all out there exposed to the environment. A lot of times multiple people have worked on it, tried to fix problems, and you get corrosion, bad connections, and other things that cause all kinds of issues. So I would look really close at that first off. Anytime we start having on a vehicle weird lighting issues or brake light issues and blown fuses and they have trailer wiring, we just go to that wiring first because it's the most common cause of so many problems like that. But Dodges have... Go ahead.
I was going to say, I kind of suspected that there was something going on there, but I just thought maybe there was he'd point me in the direction of kind of where to start, but maybe it's just replace it all and eliminate any future issues.
I would personally start there. I know Kirk has a similar truck to that.
I do.
And there's a couple other issues with those. What's that, the fuse block module under the hood on that called, Kirk?
The fuse block module?
Yeah, the body control module under the hood.
Is that the... Central intelligence module?
Yeah. The TIPM.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The TIPM. Don't some of those have problems?
Of course they do. It's a Dodge. That's one of the things that, but I think Brian's correct. I mean, on an 01, whatever, I'm envisioning the outfit that installed the trailer harness on that thing and just, a 30-minute install, super easy. You can do it yourself, and the 99-cent a roll electrical vinyl electrical tape and the Scotch lock connectors and the butching of the wiring harness and Yeah, I'm thinking that one of the things that's really awesome about modern vehicles is modern trucks is that they've actually usually they've got a plug-in where you can just plug in a harness to an outlet.
Plug and play and route the wire.
That's really cool. But those older ones, that may or may not have been the case. So I think Brian's right, though. You need to be looking back there at the
My other question. Would there have been a factory option for trailer wiring, camper wiring back then? Or
I bet there was on that truck. Well, they might be. You might call Six Robleys, mm-hmm. and they're pretty knowledgeable about trailer harnesses.
They're up on the Guide Meridian, and they stock these plug-and-play harnesses for most vehicles. If not, they can get them in a day or two.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So I think we've got to take a break.
All right. Thanks for the call, Eric.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. 360-676-KGMI. When we come back, Kirk, I want to talk about those plug-and-play adapters on the trailer wiring and why not to use those Scotch-Lock connectors.
I think that would be a great idea.
A lot of people do their own trailers, and there's some. It'll cost you $20 more, but save you in the long run.
Yep.
360-676-KGMI. You are in the shop with Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic, Kirk from Engler Automotive.
Hey, it's Dave, and if you're like me, spring comes with a whole list of home projects. And if you're ready to jumpstart your kitchen remodel or upgrade your laundry room, well, DeWard & Bodie is ready to help with the best deals on home appliances. And right now, they have amazing ways to bundle and save. Like this, get up to $400 in cash back rebates on select LG and KitchenAid appliance packages. And up to $200 cash back on select appliance bundles from Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Beko, and more. When you buy more, you save more at DeWard & Bodie. You also get the expert service and experience you can trust. Throughout April, you can save up to $100 on their professional delivery and installation when you buy select dishwashers and cooking appliances. It's spring clearance at DeWard & Bodie, and you can find one-of-a-kind deals on floor models and ding and dent items up to 50% off. Plus, pay no money down and no interest up to 2 years on qualifying purchases. It's only at DeWard & Bodie in Bellingham and Burlington.
P&W Perks is giving you a chance to create amazing memories that will last a lifetime for half the price this week with Outer Island Excursions. Dive into the heart of nature with Killer Whale Tours, home of the guaranteed killer whale sightings. With Outer Island Excursions, you'll experience the thrill of seeing majestic creatures in their natural habitat. Their high-speed boats, manned by trained naturalists, will whisk you away on an unforgettable adventure. Perfect for all ages, tours offer an inspiring way to spend time with your loved ones. Picture yourself surrounded by stunning views, creating unique memories with your family and friends. Don't miss out on the feast for the senses that await you this summer. Visit orcawatching.com and reserve your tours before dates fill up. Outer Island Excursions is not just a tour, it's a journey into the awe-inspiring beauty and untamed wilderness. Create exhilarating memories with Outer Island Excursions and P&W Perks. Visit pnwperks.com to get half off at Outer Island Excursions this Thursday at 8 a.m. That's at pnwperks.com.
Keep up with what's happening in Linden with Bo Wild and the Linden Hometown News on KGMI.
Further north on the guide, if you look back toward Linden Store, you'll see some clearing and some building going on. There is a fuel station and stores going in there.
It's brought to you by Rustler's Front Street Grill and the Rusty Wagon in Linden. Stop by today for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Downtown on Front Street and on Hannigan, just north of Pole Road.
Bo knows Linden, and so will you with the Linden Hometown News, Mondays on the KGMI Morning News.
Latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
Rest easy in a cool home this summer. Contact West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical to add AC to your existing system for as little as $140 a month. Find them at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham. Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com.
CBS News Brief. Israel is bracing for a possible direct attack by Iran. Military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari.
Israel is on high alert. We have increased our readiness to protect Israel from further Iranian aggression. We are also prepared to respond.
Iran has vowed revenge after a deadly Israeli strike on its consulate in Syria. At a mall in Sydney, Australia, a man went on a rampage with a knife.
We saw the guy come up the escalators with a big black knife in his hand. And just really calmly, he was just walking like he was having an ice cream in the park.
Six are dead. The attacker was shot by police. Days after the Arizona Supreme Court upheld an abortion ban that dates back to the 1800s, Vice President Harris was in Tucson talking reproductive rights.
We all know if Donald Trump gets the chance, he will sign a national abortion ban.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Welcome back, 360-676-5464. Give us a call. Any automotive-related question? This is Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic, Kirk from Angler Automotive, and you are in the shop.
With the auto guys.
With the auto guys.
KGMI News Talk Radio, 790. And 96.5 on the FM dial.
That's right.
Yeah. I remember how tickled I was when we finally made it into the FM mode.
Stereo.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, we had a caller there before the break, Eric, talking about some trailer wiring issues on his Dodge truck. And we run into this so often on both cars, small trucks, SUVs, big trucks, is trailer wiring issues causing problems in the vehicle. And generally, the solution is to just update the wiring and do it right. I mean, we can go in sometimes and patch things, fix a corroded wire, but generally that's a symptom of other problems in that wiring. And we end up seeing a lot of these come in that they've had multiple patches and multiple fixes. And I like what you said about the plug and play options, like either to the factory tow harness or the other ones that go up to the taillights.
Mm-hmm. I prefer not the ones at the taillights. You know, ideally,
but they've a lot of those have T connectors where they still have like sealed connections and everything, and you're not like tapping into the wires with bad connectors or.
Ideally, what I really like is, you know, you pull a plug out of a connector, and then you've got a really nice connector that's got a seal on it, and you push it in until it goes click. That's my favorite.
Zip tie the wires up and run them to the tear hitch.
And I like to goop little dielectric grease on them just to kind of, in case moisture does get in there, or if I ever have to take it apart again, kind of lubes it up. But that's the ideal way. But when it comes to, you know, wiring a trailer in and using like the Scotch-Lock, you know, quick connectors or anything. I mean, even when you're crimping them up, you got to heat shrink them one way or another. Get a connector that's got, you can melt it down and it seals, or, you know, actual heat shrink tubing. And you have to use this stuff because, you know, in a 2001 truck, I don't know if that thing had a plug-and-play setup, but if, you know, you can do the quick connect and the Scotch lock, and that'll all work for, you know, a year or two, maybe three.
As long as you don't back your boat into salt water.
Yeah, or as long as you don't have any water flailing around back there from the back tires on a vehicle, not like it ever rains here in Washington State. But one of the other big problems comes down is that, and this applies, as far as I'm concerned, to aftermarket radios or any security system, anything you're adding to the system, say 8, 10 years, 15, 20 years down the line, there's an issue with whoever wired whatever it was in. Where's the wiring schematic for this thing? You know, it's gone. You don't know where it's at. So a lot of times it's better to start from scratch. You know, prove that's where the problem is first. Actually, it's almost like you get a car that's got an engine misfire and you pull out a brand new set of Autolite spark plugs, you know, just throw them away and get the proper spark plugs for it. So maybe it's a better just rip it all out and start over again.
Yeah, if it's a few years old, I'd go that option. And especially on an original install, is get the plug and play option and don't.
If that's available.
It is for so many vehicles. If it can tow, there's an option out there for a plug-and-play solution.
For the most part, yeah. But if you're going to not do, make sure that you do, or if you're not going to do plug-and-play, make sure that you use, you know, heat shrink or something where you're sealing those connections where you, however you connect them. Don't use Scotch-Lock and go ahead and buy the Super 88 Scotch T tape that'll
the expensive
work.
3M.
Yeah, it's
tape.
Like $8, $9, $10 a roll, but that stuff can you can fix a lot of stuff with that too.
So we'll leave the towing at that. If you have a question on that or problem with your trailer wiring, you know, you can give one of us a call or Bellingham Automotive a call, and we'd be glad to look at it.
Yeah, and you know, just a little footnote too. You find yourself a wiring harness that you've got to actually wire into a vehicle online, and it says easy install, 20 minutes.
Don't believe everything you read online.
You can do it from 20 minutes, but pretty much guaranteed within 3 years it's not going to work the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, all too common. So, you know, before we went down the trailer towing wiring pathway, we were talking about Ford's fuel leak recall on their Ford Broncos and Ford Escapes, cracked fuel injectors, and the solution is to just drain the fuel away.
For now.
For now. And, you know, it just reminded me of one of GM's recalls, and this is one that always just kind of struck me as rather ridiculous. With their 3.8 liter and a couple other engines through the late 90s and early 2000s, and it continued on into the teens, where they would have valve cover gaskets leak that would cause oil to start to puddle and pool under the hood. And they said with heavy braking or driving downhill, that would all go forward on the engine and then splash down and cover the front exhaust manifold, frequently causing horrid oil smells after long freeway drives and occasionally spontaneous combustion with these cars burning down in garages or carports after they were parked. And in the end, GM's solution was to eliminate a plastic wiring loom cover, and in some cases install another guide pathway to just get that oil away from the manifold so that when they leak, they'll just leak out onto the ground. But eliminate the fire hazard in the process.
Well, that's a good thing.
Save lives. It's like half a step in the right direction.
Besides the leaking on the ground, I mean, the roads are made of oil anyway.
Yeah, right? You know, especially the ones around Lake Whatcom.
Yeah. Yeah, so GM probably figured they were doing us all a favor.
But they've resurrected that recall several times over the decades now, and you know, to the tune of millions and millions of cars, and have never really like addressed the issue that perhaps the valve cover design and the gasket design on that wasn't the best engineered design to begin with.
I think that was their first plastic valve cover run, wasn't it?
Oh, plastic,
one of the first ones.
Plastic under the hood.
Yeah, in a really hot spot.
Yeah,
that's
right above the exhaust manifold. So the plastic hardens, the valve cover gasket hardens, and things don't seal and
tweaks. Yeah. And you know, I gotta say though, I mean, I remember when I started seeing plastic intake manifolds on cars, I was quite concerned about that. But that's pretty much commonplace now. Plastic intake manifolds and.
You know, we love replacing those on Chevy Sonics and Cruises.
Yeah.
Then there's the Chrysler plastic valve covers with the integrated non-replaceable valve cover gasket. Those are great, too. We like replacing those. You know, the Ford 3.5 and 3.7 ones that are plastic now on the EcoBoost engines, the 2.7s, we like replacing those, too, when they warp and have issues.
You know, one of the nice things, though, on the V8s that have the plastic intake manifolds, they're light.
They are light.
Yeah.
They are light.
You can have a cup of coffee in one hand and lift the intake manifold off with the other.
But, you know, longevity is a little bit in question. You know, from a valve cover that would last longer than your lifetime to a valve cover that won't last the lifetime of the vehicle in many situations today.
True. True.
Well, 360-676-KGMI, give us a call. You better hurry before the end of the show. We always get them stacked up. You are in the shop with Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic, Kirk from Engler Automotive.
Get down and boogie as the winner of a new car. It's electric. Barron's Clean Energy Sweepstakes is on now with your chance to win a Ford Mustang Mach-E and an EV charger. You heard that right. Work with the clean energy experts at Barron and you could zoom away in a sleek Ford Mustang Mach-E, all yours for 3 electrifying years, plus an EV charger installed by Barron Electrical. Go solar, tankless, upgrade to a heat pump, you name it. Earn qualifying clean energy points for all things green. 1 point equals 1 entry. Your 5-time award-winning clean energy
company, Barron, is here to transform your whole home with energy-efficient solutions and maybe even your commute. Right now, get a free heat pump with purchase of a solar or battery backup system, plus 16 clean energy points to win that electric car. Find yourself in a sporty new ride and call Barron today during Barron's It's Electric Clean Energy Sweepstakes, on now through June 30th.
Barron, your full-service HVAC, electrical, and plumbing contractor. Our mission, improving lives.
No purchase necessary. Visit BarronHeating.com for details and official rules.
Play a grand in your hand for a chance to win $1,000 every weekday. But what if you don't win? Your correct keyword entries automatically qualify you for a second chance drawing that includes a luxurious weekend getaway at Lopez Islander Resort.
Lopez Islander Resort and Marina offers views, hot tub and swimming pool, and more. Check it out at lopezfun.com.
But that's not all. For a little spending money, Nolan Roofing is throwing in a $100 Visa gift card.
Nolan's Roofing is your quality solution for residential, metal, low slope, and flat roofing. Celebrating 20 years serving Whatcom County. Call or click Nolan's Roofing to schedule your free estimate.
And just for fun, a $100 gift certificate to Rhino Sports Cards and Memorabilia in Bellingham.
Rhino Sports Card and Memorabilia in Bellingham wants to connect with you. Upgrade your collection or start collecting today. Sports cards, Pokemon, and more.
A grand in your hand, presented by Meter House of Luxury, voted best jewelry store in the Northwest on Squalicum Harbor in Bellingham.
Welcome back. You are in the shop. This is Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic. Kirk from Engler Automotive. Taking your calls, 360-676-KGMI. We'd love to hear from you, or send us an email at intheshop@kgmi.com. And talking a little bit about recalls and recent Ford recall, and then also some older GM recalls related to oil and fuel leaks. And you know, over the years, there's been a number of recalls that I guess they kind of fall onto the weird and strange recall list. And looking down those, and some of these we've actually seen before and seen problems with them before. And one thing relates to spiders.
Spiders.
Spiders. You ever had a spider problem in a car, Kirk?
Yes, sir.
Spiders causing check engine lights?
Mm-hmm.
And so there is like an actual history for that, with Mazda actually putting out a recall because of spider intrusion.
Yeah, I've never had a Mazda with the spider problem. Did come across a few Ford Focuses though that had spider webs on the backside of the instrument cluster.
Ooh, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah.
So Mazda issued a recall because spiders were crawling into the vent lines for the evaporative emission systems. So there's a vent control valve back by your charcoal canister. Sometimes that's under the hood, but usually under the car by the fuel tank. And spiders would crawl into the vent filter or vent lines, and they'd make webs, you know, lay little egg sacs in there. And they'd actually block the vent system and create a situation where to get a check engine light for an emissions problem. Could also cause a problem where it's hard to put fuel in the car.
Yeah, blocks it up. So that was only on the Mazda. That wasn't on the Ford Mazdas.
I think it was on the 2010. Might have still been in the Ford Mazda window. We've seen it on multiple brands over the years where there've been obvious spider intrusion and nesting in the vent lines. But Mazda's one that actually, probably because it was happening under warranty, actually just reissued a recall for it.
I wonder if it was a Ford kind of thing related to that, if the cure would have been to cram a propane torch in there and just burn the spider out.
The theory is the yellow sac spider was attracted to the hydrocarbons. Interesting.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
So they and the cockroaches will be around after the the war.
Yeah, I wasn't aware any spiders were attracted to the hydrocarbons, but I guess that makes sense.
Well,
looks like we've got a caller on here. We've got Brian this morning. What can we do for you, Brian?
Well, I've got a, as far as durability goes, I've got a 82 S10 pickup with 625,000 on it, and the bore is still stock, and the main and the rod bearings are still stock. So
that's incredible.
You know, I think GM should give you a new truck.
I would think so. Give you a new Toyota.
Well, I've taken the rod bearings, rods out, and the crank looks like it's got 100,000 on it. I change oil every 5,000 and the filter every 10,000.
That's a little extreme, but I'm impressed. I have to say, I am impressed.
When you guys have taken engines apart, did you ever run into like the rod bearings where you have a little erosion of the bearing? It actually erodes below the contact surface of the bearing.
Yeah, sometimes you've got the rod bearings and main bearings are like a multi-layered piece of metal, where
right.
There's the Babbitt material, which the oil forms a hydrostatic wedge and keeps things from actually rubbing. It's just a film of oil,
right.
Between the crankshaft or the rod and or the rod surface and the surface of the crankshaft. And that Babbitt material can actually separate and flake off over time in there. And if it's just one spot or a couple spots, you're still going to have clearance. The oil will just kind of fill that cavity, but they will and can deteriorate over time.
Okay. Because the last time I rebuilt that engine, I rebuilt it, and just by putting rings and bearings in it, of course, everything was good specification-wise.
They used to call that a good old-fashioned repower.
Yeah, really, just new rings and bearings, and that's it. And you scuff up the cylinder walls to get rid of the glaze on it. I got one question. It's been a long time since I've been to a machine shop. Is there anybody you'd recommend in town to work on your car?
Boy, that has become a tough one. Like, Kirk, how many machine shops did we have in Bellingham 30 years ago?
Yeah,
a
like
bunch.
Nesbitt's and, you know, this kind of stuff.
Yeah, so... You know,
I like Scott over at Reed.
Yep, I put Scott's name out over there too. Scott does great work. Reed Auto Machine. He used to be down at Automotive Parts Service when his dad founded the business. Reed
yep.
has been
right.
around for like 50 years.
Well, I've been trying to find Reed Machine, but the address that I have in the phone book, there's no address on Bakerview Spur Road for Reed
yeah.
for Reed Machine.
So you just look up Northland Diesel. And he
Northland
is
Diesel.
Yep, and he is he's on the west side of that building. So he's in the kind of the back of the Northland Diesel building.
Okay, and then as far as piston service goes, they're still in the paper, but they're out on a road out by Rural Avenue on the way to the reservation. And I went by the address, and there's a nice house at the front of the property, and then there's a big building at the back of the building. Is this where piston service is now?
I have no idea. I thought he closed up years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We dealt with them probably back in the late 90s, early 2000s. I am not sure of their status. You'd probably have to call the phone number and find out.
It was Pat.
Pat's Piston
right?
Service.
Yeah.
Or knock on the door there. So just a warning, Reed does great work. He is busy. And so, depending
if you're in a hurry, it ain't going
to
happen.
Yeah, you need to talk to him about your plans, the time frame, and where he's at. Fabulous work. There's also, if you need work done in Whatcom County, you can go up to Jim's Automotive Experts, does
mm-hmm.
cylinder head work and some other work up there. So give Jim's Automotive Experts a call. And
okay.
I'm trying to think up in Linden.
S&H doesn't do it anymore.
So that rules that one out. So I tried those two. Maybe they can refer you to somebody else as well if they can't get to it soon enough for you.
Okay, because like I say, all I need done is a valve job done. I think, believe it or not, at this point, I think I can still put stock mains and rods in it and stock rings.
Yeah.
The step that was on the cylinder, I rebuilt it at 257,000, and at 624,000, your fingernail doesn't get stuck on the step that's on
yeah,
the cylinder.
Yeah, absolutely. Got to get rid of that ridge. We're coming up on a break here. Appreciate the call, Brian.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you. Yeah, the machine work industry, part of it's the labor issues. Find a good machinist that's trained and ready to work.
Yeah, it's true.
That's like a five-year apprentice kind of job.
It is.
And really intensive to get somebody up to speed.
Yep.
All right, 360-676-KGMI. You are in the shop with Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic, Kirk from Mangler Automotive.
The Lummi Bay Market at Exit 260 is where you'll find more in the store. You'll find more in the store because there's so much store. Almost 10,000 square feet. The Lummi Bay Market is where you'll find everything you need for on and off the road. You'll find the best value on gas and diesel, along with way more than you would expect out of a convenience store. There's a liquor department featuring a great selection of your favorite competitively priced spirits, wines, and mixers. And of course, you'll want to check out the huge selection of ice cold beer in their massive beer cave. Want to grab a quick bite for breakfast or lunch? Don't feel like cooking dinner? At the Lummi Bay Market, you'll find a great hot deli counter, including our brand new fried chicken tenders, and chicken wings with all the fixins. Make the Lummi Bay Market your first or last stop of the day for fuel, food, and more. The Lummi Bay Market, just off I-5 at Exit 260 on Rural Avenue. Open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Lummi Bay Market, where there's more in the store.
Homelessness is a challenge many face in Whatcom County, but there is hope. Since 1923, the Lighthouse Mission Ministries has been providing shelter and services for those who need it most. Lighthouse Mission provides a safe and caring environment for individuals and families experiencing homelessness. The mission offers a warm bed, hot meals, and supportive community to help hurting neighbors back on their feet. But they don't stop there. With the help of generous people in our community, the Lighthouse Mission also offers case management, addiction recovery services, job training, and educational resources to help people achieve long-term success. Everyone deserves a chance to rebuild their life. Your help is needed to make that happen. Your donation will make a huge impact on the lives of men and women in our community. Please visit thelighthousemission.org to learn more about how you can help support our neighbors who are homeless. Your donation will make a huge impact on the lives of men and women in our community. Please visit thelighthousemission.org to learn more about how you can help support our neighbors who are homeless. Together, we can provide a brighter future for those in need. Lighthouse Mission Ministries, where hope begins. Learn more at thelighthousemission.org.
Welcome back. You are in the shop. Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic. Kirk from Mangler Automotive, 360-676-KGMI. Talking a little bit about some weird automotive recalls. And, another one on the list here, Subaru, back in, this is about, I think about 20 years ago, they had a remote engine start system on some of their vehicles, and in the early Crosstrek, Imprezas, Outbacks, and Legacies, and they partnered with AudioVox to put in a remote engine start. So they had a little extra key fob that went with your vehicle that you could push the buttons on it to start the engine in your driveway and let it warm up on a cold morning. They had some issues with it where if you actually dropped your keys within range of the vehicle, it would bypass the two clicks to start it, and if your little key fob hit the ground, the car would just randomly start on you if you were within being very close to the vehicle, and it would run for 15 minutes until the system timed out or it ran out of fuel if you were low. So I mean, the cars don't use a lot of fuel when idling, but to drop your keys in your living room and have your car fire up in the driveway or fire up in the garage with the door closed could be kind of a serious issue.
That could be a bummer.
I'd never heard of that one. Never had that problem.
Neither have I.
So what do you think? What do you find interesting on those random recall lists?
Honestly, they're kind of boring.
Kind of boring.
Yeah. Kind of boring. Well, okay. I can't even say the word. The Koenigsegg Agera.
The car you can't afford.
Yeah.
Koenigsegg.
Yeah. Right. Something about they had a recall for this thing for.
Well, they have to recall like 7 of them out of the 20 that were produced that year.
Actually, one.
One. I thought it was guessing low.
Yeah, it's just when you start to think the whole world isn't ganging up on you, comes news that your beloved hypercar needs to be recalled, but yours and yours alone. And apparently the case was faulty tire pressure monitoring system.
It wasn't doing the bulb check.
Yeah, didn't illuminate on the TPMS, didn't illuminate on the restart, and so had to have some new software installed. And it says, the saddest thing about the whole episode, the potential number of units affected, entry in the recall, just one.
I wonder if they had to load that onto like a transport jet and take it over to England to have it fixed and
yeah, I would imagine. Back. But you know, it makes me. I mean, when I get a warranty, I had a warranty. I had a brake caliper pop here a month ago or so, and anyway, it was just a bad assembly of the brake caliper that I'd bought, and nobody got hurt. But you know, it was like I had a warranty, I had a recall, and it's like that is so rare, and you know, I can't imagine like Takata or, you know, this thing with Ford where they're going to drain the fuel away that's leaking. You know, 40,000 vehicles are affected or something like that, they figure at this time.
Generally, when recalls come out and it's 40,000, they tend to expand.
That's a small one.
They tend to expand.
That's tiny. But to recall 500,000 or a million cars.
Or 65 million
for
airbags.
How do you even stay in business? How do you even keep the doors open at that point?
You know, Takata airbags, you know, they've been in
that's
the bankruptcy.
Insanity.
They've done dozens and dozens, if not hundreds of millions of airbags.
That is just mind-boggling.
Yes.
And while you're busy doing all these recalls, none of the other work's getting done, right? You probably get somebody that just specializes in this particular recall. And, well, I guess job security.
Yeah, and then they raise the price of the new airbags on the non-recalled cars to cover the cost of the recalled ones.
Exactly.
Yeah, the whole airbag thing is you know, exploded into such a huge thing over the years, with it being a continual ongoing problem.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought putting explosive devices in the face of the driver would lead to injuries? Thanks for listening. You've been in the shop. Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic, Kirk from Engler Automotive. We'll see you next week.